Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave, and there is no Mike. Kind of weird, but unfortunately, Mike had some crazy bad luck lately. He had an issue with his, well, we thought it was toe. Maybe it was broken. Turned out to be a really bad flare-up of arthritis in his foot. His son, Nolan, playing in their backyard, fell off kind of like a jungle gym thing and fractured his arm. And then Mike's upstairs bathroom decided to spring a leak and go through his kitchen ceiling. So, Mike, we're going to call you Lemony Snickets because that is a series of unfortunate events. But I know me and Mike were both kind of hype about seeing Mortal Kombat when it came out. All this stuff didn't allow Mike to do that. So I went and saw it, and I thought now would be a good time for me to review this movie, give you kind of a real take. I did not watch the movie 10 times and write down every little detail. This is just a one shot. I saw it, memorized what I saw the first time around, and collected my thoughts afterwards. I know coming up, when Mike is able to come back in the studio, we are going to keep this movie conversation going with video games and discuss video game movies that have failed, video game movies that have succeeded, and what video games would make awesome movies that they have not done yet. I think that is an awesome conversation we can have that'll make a full episode. Definitely want to get people involved in this because this conversation is awesome. And with talks of the new, you know, them remaking Super Mario Brothers, that in itself can be, you know, let's get opinions on that. But we're going to hone it in on Mortal Kombat this time. I'm going to talk about what I thought was awesome, kind of some things I was in the middle about, and then some things I absolutely hated. We'll talk about some Easter eggs and if we are set up for a sequel. Maybe even some origin movies. No, not orgy movies. Origin. So, with that, and I may kind of go back and forth. Some bad kind of goes with the good. So if I jump around, just be like House of Pain and deal with it. Hopefully you got the reference with jump around. If you didn't, fuck you. Okay, so anyway, there could be some spoilers. If you want to shut it off, that's fine. But I suggest just listening to it. You're going to see the movie anyway, and you're going to probably find things that I missed. So just stay tuned, okay? Here we go. I will start off right away by saying, if I had to grade this movie, I'm not going to be a total geek gamer and say, A+, man.
A+, that movie was, it was a flawless victory.
It wasn't. I would say it's a B, though. It was very entertaining. There was flaws here and there, but I'd say it was a pretty cool execution for remaking a movie that kind of had its flop when it first came out. When was that, 95 or something? I'll just start off by saying Kano carried the movie, and that is hard to say because in the first movie he was the villain. His beef with Sonya Blade, you wanted to hate the guy, but in this movie he carries it. He is absolutely hysterical. He keeps the movie going. If Kano had a shitty attitude, this movie would have been terrible. But Kano carried the movie. Anybody that's seen the movie, hopefully you agree with that. I don't know how you couldn't. The first Mortal Kombat, Sonya Blade was like, you know, the character you rooted for. She hated Kano. You hated Kano. You know, played by Bridget Wilson, Veronica Vaughn. You know, that kind of stuck with me. It's not about the looks with this character, the new one that played Sonya Blade. It's just the fact that they made her character super bitchy, like whining almost the whole time. And she was very unlikable. I didn't care for it. I don't know. Maybe somebody else has another opinion. I just did not care for her. But Kano carried the movie. When it opens up, I thought a cool touch. I don't know if anybody noticed this, but the blood in the movie, at least in the beginning from what I could see, had kind of like a cherry tint to it, almost like when you first saw the blood in Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat 2, just that cherry blood, arcade-style blood. I thought that was kind of a cool touch. Raiden was definitely better cast this time, actually played by an Asian gentleman. Christopher Lambert in the first Mortal Kombat way back when that was bad casting. Just did not sell the part of Raiden and what we came to know of Raiden in the video games. So this was a nice change. The fatalities, man. Oh my god. I cannot stress how cool these fatalities are. I wish there were even more of them, but the ones they did were awesome. If there was CGI, it was very little. I think the only scene with CGI that I could recall would be maybe the fight scene with Goro. You know, I'll leave that. I'll leave what happens to Goro. but that was kind of CGI. And that's kind of my in the middle, or something I'm in the middle about, is Goro. First one, he was fully, you know, prosthetic puppeteer type thing. It looked cheesy, corny. In this one, I felt like he was too, like, looked like the Incredible Hulk, you know, like just too CGI. I don't know if there's a way to find a good balance of that, but I would definitely say it's a lot better than the first one, but it was just still, it was overdone for me, but it was, you know, obviously being a Mortal Kombat fan, you can't hate on it. I did not like Reptile in this, and they did it in the first Mortal Kombat 2 where Reptile was an actual reptile. I get it. He is a reptile underneath, but I just kind of, I know him as the, just the green colored, you know, Sub-Zero Scorpion. So to make him a full reptile beast, I don't know, something I can't click with it. Maybe other people can. Again, fight scene with Kano just brings that whole scene in. It's just, it makes it so much better what he does. I'm not going to spoil that part. Yeah, I just wasn't buying the reptile thing. But, you know, what do you do with that? I mean, do you put him in a green suit? Or technically, I mean, I guess you would just have to leave him out. I think they could have substituted Reptile with somebody else. Just a different character altogether. But, yeah, I don't know how you pull that off. As far as casting, I wasn't feeling Shang Tsung. I didn't like the actor that played him, Chin Han. I'm a fan of the original Mortal Kombat, Kari Hayuaki Fugawa. Hopefully I said that right. But the original Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat, you know, the original in 95. He, again, is just a character that sticks in my head that played that part that just nailed it. This guy, I don't know, looks like he ate the original Shang Tsung. Yeah, maybe he did. He took his soul. So, you know, sticking on kind of things that I didn't like about the movie. The Chosen One thing with the Mortal Kombat symbol or birthmark, they called it, you know, where certain ones were chosen. Yeah, I don't know. How were they chosen? You know, it's just weird. And then they said if a person defeats another person, they can transfer the symbol onto them. I don't know. I think there could have been a better storyline on that. And keep in mind, this is all one take. Maybe there's things I missed where they were talking about where how that all originated and everything. I know there's things about like the Arcana with their special powers and stuff like that and how those came to be. And I understood that. That made a little bit of sense where they, you know, obviously these people aren't going to just have powers magically. There was a way that it came to them. So that kind of made sense to me. I guess that was a pretty good way to work that in because, you know, how else is somebody shooting fireballs and stuff like that? You have to have a way to explain it. So I think they did an okay job with that. I didn't like the whole, not that I didn't like the whole Mortal Kombat symbol burned into their skin because they were chosen, just a better explanation of why they got it, why they were chosen, and how they selected these people. I think Melina and Kung Lao died way too quick in the movie. Kung Lao was actually like a cool character to me. I wish nothing happened to him. Yeah, there you go. Spoiler, both of them die. Not before Kung Lao has an awesome fatality. I liked his character. I thought it was really cool. I actually kind of liked him better than Liu Kang. Seemed like they were in the movie for like 10 minutes and they were gone, but it was probably longer than that. But there's some cheesy stuff, just like, I guess it's good to kind of drop it because we all know it, but maybe kids new to Mortal Kombat, they don't see it like that and maybe just look at like, oh, that was a cheesy line. But, you know, you got your test your might, finish him, get over here from Scorpion, which is kind of funny because the dude talks foreign language all movie long and then magically he just says, get over here. But you got to throw the line in there. He's Scorpion, you know, we all expected it. But Shang Tsung saying, ooh, that's a tongue twister, Shang Tsung saying, your soul is mine, you know, another cheesy line. But, you know, for our old school guys, we appreciate the little lines and stuff like that. The Sub-Zero and Scorpion thing, you know, it's just bizarre. And maybe that's where origin movies come into play, is like, where did this whole beef start from? Is it just a family thing? But, you know, there wasn't much explanation for it. It was just, you know, the movie's just thrown right into it, that these two guys hate each other, or maybe their families hate each other. And that's where it goes. But maybe they're setting up, you know, hopefully with a sequel. I'm going to say there is a sequel. I mean, at the end of the movie, they show a poster that shows Johnny Cage. Hopefully. But I think I've read the news that they're already going to make a sequel to it. So, you know, maybe that spins off these origin movies and we find out why this beef between Sub-Zero and Scorpion is so, you know, so heavy and where it all started from. So as far as Easter eggs in the movie that I caught, these are just things, you know, I jotted down after the movie, I didn't want to forget anything, but you know, there is a lot of quick things that make you think, okay, this person exists or is going to exist in a sequel. You know, they just show them briefly, or maybe there's an item that hints to that character. So I did notice when Jax was talking to Cole Young for the first time, and he says, you know, the man who took the belt from Eddie Tobias, hopefully people caught that that's a little hint at Ed Boon and John Tobias, the original creators of Mortal Kombat. When Sonya's in her camp and she's showing Cole the board of, you know, she's been studying this thing called Mortal Kombat, and she doesn't even know it exists at this point. And she's got all these newspaper clippings and things she's written down. And you'll see a picture of Nightwolf. And I think there's some other pictures throughout. I remember seeing some things. I can't remember at what point in the movies I saw them. I just remember catching it real quick. Motaro or Shao Kahn. There's some couple of things of Shao Kahn. Shinnok's amulet is at the end. Katana's fan. So just the fan. These are all on a pedestal. Kung Lao is telling Cole Young about Bo Raicho being him and Liu Kang's mentor. So you got a mention of him. And then something really interesting at the end, when they're fighting Sub-Zero and his armor is getting pulled off, it kind of morphs into black, which I thought was like, okay, this is a hint at Noob Saibot, who is, you know, Boon Tobias, the name backwards. Again, the creators of Mortal Kombat. But I did notice somebody had mentioned on a chat board, if you watch the credits, it has Noob Saibot as a credit. So obviously that was him, and they're hinting at that. So maybe he comes back as Noob Saibot in part two, you know, hoping that there's a part two. But all in all, I give it a B rating. I do think it was an awesome movie. I am probably going to watch it again just to try to see if I missed anything else. I'm sure I did. There, you know, I'm not going to catch everything on one take. I think I wrote down some pretty good notes as the, you know, first time around catching things. And I'm interested to hear if everybody who saw the movie caught anything that I didn't name. Definitely, you know, subscribe, like us, follow us on social media pages. Stay tuned for an episode coming up where me and Mike will talk about video game movies that bombed, video game movies that were successful. What video game movies would we like to see? Like, what games would make awesome movies? It's going to be a great conversation, man. I just would love to see people get involved with it and, you know, shoot us messages ahead of time, because we'd love to talk about it on the show. So yeah, that was my quick take on Mortal Kombat. I hope you go check it out. I'm going to get to the part of the show we usually call the wrap-up, and usually Mike's, you know, I'll just dub in his voice, the hell with it. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So today was just my take on the Mortal Kombat movie. You know, we reviewed what I thought was awesome about it, what I hated about it, what I was kind of in the middle about it, some Easter eggs, and I honestly think we're getting a sequel for this one. Check it out, and also email us your thoughts on what video games would make awesome movies, and we may talk about your idea on the next episode. So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave. Mike, you're with me in spirit, my friend. We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.